So it's the last day of the plastic challenge from the Marine Conservation Society. I have kept my powder dry. You haven't heard from me for a few weeks. Have I made it? I'll tell you in a minute. In the interim, since our last audio boomed, I have been doing some research and finding out about the use of plastics. They are incredible. Do you know what? There's a reason they're so widely used. They are incredible. But they are so widely used, slightly inappropriately, right? The packaging, especially. Packaging is designed to last for, you know, it could be a few months, or it could be a day, a little plastic bag they put vegetables in the supermarket, just to get you home. But it lasts much, much longer than that. And it would be great if the applications of plastic can be matched up with its potential. And actually that means using different sorts of plastic. Now, I've learned a lot of this looking into things like circular economy and the new plastic economy, it's called. It's being set up by the World Economic Forum and run by the Ellen MacArthur Foundation. Now, Ellen MacArthur sailed around the world single-handedly, and she says when she was out there by herself on a boat in the middle of an ocean, discovered the meaning of limited resources and sufficiency. So, I've spotted a deer out on campus. Very nice. So Ellen MacArthur discovered that and is working with big businesses to change this, to bring in more circular economies. That means cradle to cradle. So not use a thing and then throw it out, but design it to be resilient. It's only a 3-year project, which is really exciting. They're really pushing to make stuff happen quickly. So, in sustainability, I think stuff can happen much more quickly. Results can be visible much more quickly than in conservation. When you kind of, you know, you need to spend 10 years, at least, on a project. So it's really encouraging. The stats are very surprising. If you look at the new Plastics Economy website, the sort of stats for the wastage of plastic and the leakage of plastic, well, we can see why there's such an issue with the oceans and our seas and waterways suffering from little bits of plastic in them. I've learned in the course of this month doing the plastic challenge that that plastics are terrific. They are fantastic. They are so versatile. And that's why they're in so many things. As you walk around the supermarket and you see them everywhere. And they're so important to healthcare. Plastics really are terrific. And yeah, good. Long may it continue. However, with new feedstocks, not just using the existing fossil fuel resource, maybe using biofuels, maybe bringing existing stuff into the recycling plastics, and then redesigning plastics such that it can be recycled more easily. So the filmy plastic, that's the bane of your life, right, when you're on this, because that's the stuff that so much fruit and veg is wrapped in. Oh, so frustrating. I remember having this conversation with a colleague at the Beeb 10 years ago, how frustrating it was. You go to the supermarket, you want to buy organic veg, but to keep the organic veg separate from the other veg, they wrap it in plastic. So you had this, you couldn't have both plastic and both organic and limited plastic packaging. 10 years since we had that conversation, and we are kind of stereotypes of BBC people, weren't we? Neither of us was a vegetarian at the time. Anyway, where was I? Yes, so plastic is brilliant. It needs to be used more efficiently. Very exciting developments on that. Start looking at, go to YouTube, you know, go to the new Google New Plastics Economy, have a look at their infographics, and then go to YouTube and see the videos from the Ellen MacArthur Foundation's conferences and things like that. They are really exciting because there's this big, do you know what's really exciting actually? There's a financial imperative. Businesses and companies are losing out between $80 and $120 billion a year through the waste of plastic. And if you're a packaging company, you can change your bottom line by a fraction of that $80 to $100 billion. You're going to get on board, and they are getting on board. So the future is bright. Myself, Well, you heard me cough and mention healthcare. I did get sick during the month. I did have to buy medicines in the supermarket, and they're all packaged in plastic. So there was no way but for me to break the challenge, and I didn't make it. I think I made it in total. I should actually add up all the days. It was about 25 days, 26 days I went without buying single-use plastic, which is all right. It will help me change my behaviour. And here's my theory on that, same with my hypothesis on that, same as my hypothesis on palm oil. The example of palm oil is easy, right? Now that there's legislation meaning that stuff has to be marked, if it has palm oil in it, it has to say so in the packaging, you can just, as you're shopping, gradually go through and build up the knowledge of which brands use it, which brands don't use sustainable palm oil, and you can just make your decisions once. It's like, oh, well, I can't get that brand. And then you'll buy it, you choose a brand that you can get, and that becomes your new shopping norm. And of course, there'll be some little variability around the edges of that over time, but basically, it becomes practice. And I hypothesise that that works, that reduces the amount of the market for palm oil. Same thing with non-recyclable plastic. So around here, if I go out of my way, I can recycle plastic bags and bread bags and things like that. But I still can't recycle the film from fruit packaging. So I'm just not going to buy that anymore until I hear otherwise. You get into a habit, and 1 month is a good, it's actually simple enough amount of time to get into a habit. Now, ask me about this in a year's time, right? But yeah. So I didn't make it. I think I did 25 days. I can confidently say I did 25 days. I did accidentally buy something once, which was a cardboard packaging, which I knew had greaseproof paper inside. It was pastry. But then, you take it out of the cardboard pack and you realise that there's a plastic film around it. And you know what? We definitely prefer seeing stuff that we're going to eat. And transparent plastic helps that. So that's why it's so important that things like the new plastics economy are supporting moonshots to come up with new ways of producing plastics, new, you know, recyclable plastics or other materials that will still allow us to have that safety and comfort in our food and have a level playing field for different retailers and manufacturers of food and whatnot, processed foods. So that all can all happen while reducing the amount of single-use plastic out there. And then, of course, there's all the changes that need to happen to make sure that what can be recycled does get recycled. Now, like as I was saying, I'm in a campus far away from the sea. The nearest I've got is in front of me right now, about 6 metres away, a muntjac, which I believe is also called a water deer. So let's pretend I have a water deer chewing away on the grass, saying, I didn't quite make it. But my behaviour will change. It has changed. So thank you, Marine Conservation Society. I only got you a fiver in sponsorship. It was a bit pants. But hey-ho, lessons learned. And the Glenmaderos challenge that I mentioned at the beginning, yeah, you'd have to wait another time to find out what that is.